And boy, that thing was fat too.
Yeah.
So he gave me the head. I brought it over here and made hog head cheese out of it. But that thing was pretty, I swear. That thing, oh, it was around in, I'd say about 175, 180 pounds. And he had that winch on his truck. He just got a rig up there and pull it right up in the tree like that with his truck.
Hoisted it up
where we could work on it. Me and him got on that thing. First time I was doing that, skinning a pig. I never did skin a hog before. We always did scald them. But shoot, we wasn't going to fool around with that because they had already gutted. And we wasn't going to scald it that way. So he started talking about skinning. I said, let me see how hard that is to skin. I said, I never did skin one. And I got started on that thing. And shoot, in no time, me and him had that thing skinned. The meat is coarse in them, like. And it's not like a hog that you raise. It's got a coarse meat, like.
Taste. How's it taste?
It tastes pretty good. Kind of a strong taste to it, too, you know. It's like something like a wild animal or something, got a little different taste to it than any other hog. But it was good.
You ever, what would they have in things on the. That would come out of there? You ever seen them?
Well, them tusks. Yeah, I've seen them like that. I seen one we used to have around here, was running around here, rip a dog in half. Rip my daddy's dog, cut the stomach clean across like that, cut the guts. Jumped through the fence and I had a hole over there where I was living in that house. And my dog, and that hog was passing over there alongside the fence and I holler at him, catch him, you know. And my daddy had a little beagle he was raising, just starting to chase rabbits. And boy, I had a big black dog crossed between a hound and a Belgian police. And they took after that hog, and that hog took off. And all of a sudden, I heard, yep! And I hollered at them, get back here. And they turned around, and them two dogs coming like that. And when that little dog jumped through the fence like that, about 18 inches of his gut stayed hanging in that fence. My daddy had to go inside and get his put there and shoot it and kill it. Boy, I sure hated that. He had a damn tusk sticking out of his mouth like that. And he was getting mean around here, because he had already got after several people around here. So he got after one little boy back in that woods back there, and he had his gun. And he took toward him, and he just waited a little while. They didn't get pretty close. And he leave him have it, and he kill it.
You leave him have it.
You leave him have it, boy. But you kill it. Yeah, I seen all that in my days.
when you were raising chickens, did you ever put anything in there to make them lay?
No. Them days when we were raising chicken?
Folks would put what in there to make them lay? They put them...
We never did give them anything.
You ever see them things they'd put in there? Kind of eggs?
The only thing we'd give them medicine every now and then, in the water or something. Like for worm or something like that.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, Pratt's medicine, they used to call it. That's the only thing. And we didn't feed our chickens with nothing but corn and crack corn in them days. They didn't have no laying mesh and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't know what that was. Now they got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Now, a hen on a nest of eggs,